Sylvia Bullard, CJMQ 88.9, and I'm speaking with Carol Matheson. She's the president of the North Hatley Home and School Association, which is a group of volunteer parents and some grandparents, even, who are dedicated to providing ways to enhancing the school experience for their children. Now, they just this past Saturday had the Spring and Carnival Playground inauguration, which is something that they had planned for quite a while. I guess that the weather sort of played some tricks on you, but how did that go?
You know, well, it actually worked out quite well. The community and everyone came out to support us anyway.
This event was also to inaugurate something special, and that would be the children's playground.
North Hatley is a small school. There's approximately, and it varies from year to year, but maybe 68 to 70. And when I started on the committee, when my son started kindergarten, which was, and he's in grade 3 now, so 4 years ago, many of the committee members saw that the playground was a little bit outdated. You know, the stuff was old. The hills and everything were all bumpy. There was some serious water drainage issues. And we started talking about what we could do to fix the playground or to revamp it or, you know, update it, not knowing exactly how huge this project would become. So the next couple of years, we started talking about it more seriously, and we started finding out what we needed to do. So we had someone from one of the companies that installs play structures come and visit the school, and he told us basically, before you even think about doing anything, you need to fix your drainage issues, because you can install whatever you want, but the drainage is still going to always kind of cause a problem for the playground. So that's when we started dealing with the school board and telling the school board that we were ready to install some stuff. We wanted to purchase some things, and they worked with us, and we worked with a gentleman named Mr. Pelletier, and he was wonderful and helped us out tremendously. And they came in and they redid the drainage through the entire schoolyard, so that made us able to make some purchases.
So this would have been about 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, we started talking about 2 years ago. The actual drainage started work last summer and finished. I think they started right as school ended, and they ended up finishing right around July, I want to say July 3rd, if my memory serves me exactly right. And then we made a purchase thereafter of a play structure and some tables, and we were able to have those installed in July and August, so that when the kids came back, they had some new items on the playground.
And how did they like the new items?
They loved it, actually. This year's school pictures were all taken around the new play structure, so, and even on the playground. So they were outside and up and around that new area that is completely night and day from what it was before. I mean, there's shrubs that have been installed. There's the new play structure. It's completely a total difference than what it used to be. So they were very excited.
Wow, that's good.
We have, like I said, we've been working feverishly for 2 years fundraising and contacting various members and different organizations trying to get donations. So really, since we kind of felt that our playground was coming to a close because we had installed pretty much everything we wanted to thank everyone. And so we wanted to inaugurate, but we also wanted to thank. So we invited members of all the organizations that supported us. We invited parents and children and staff members and everything. And we just wanted to provide them with a day where, one, we could inaugurate the playground, but the second was where they could just come and have fun. And it wasn't a cost or anything. Like, we weren't asking for money. We were just saying thank you back, and everything was on us.
So now, you had planned this as an outdoor event, and with the bad weather, you couldn't stay outdoors too much, could you? So what did you do?
The children were able to show to their parents. First of all, there was an artwork vernissage where parents were invited to go throughout the school and see the various artwork that our children had done. And actually, there's a group of students from our school that are taking music lessons from the Geary family. And we were delighted and very lucky for them to do their debut performance for us. And so we had some of our very own students performing. We had someone on drums and guitar and piano, so it was quite a treat, and it's amazing to see how well they can perform in front of so many people.
And how many people ended up showing up?
I would say in total, with community and family and everything, we were probably very close to, if not a little bit over, 100 people.
That's good.
I wanted to mention Margot Herhoff. Well, she's the head of the Massawippi Foundation, and I guess I'd really like to mention her in particular because the Massawippi Foundation, first of all, it was their first donation that they ever made, and they were very excited because they were donating to an organization in North Hatley, right around where they were. And the other thing was, and I'm speaking for her, but on behalf of things she told me, that she said, you know, they were excited, number one, to be contributing to their area.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is they really wanted to focus on children. And so, you know, everyone's always talking about let's get kids moving and let's keep kids in school. And, you know, we and them seem to have the same kind of vision. Okay, if we want them to do this, then we've got to provide them with the tools and tell them they matter enough that we provide the environment for it to happen too.
Well, that's really great to see that this type of thing is going on in our community. Thank you very much for sharing this with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.